Yep.
Oh, for real going.
Dynasty Football Network presents Super Flexible Podcast with your two co-hosts, Tudrick and Swags, and host, Steve Halepka. Let's go!
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the free agency madness that is the NFL. I am your host, Steve Halepka, here tonight with my boy, Swags. What's going on, Swags?
What's up? I'm taking it back, though. I'm taking it back. We're going to Swagzilla tonight.
Swagzilla, I like it. It's going Swagzilla. I like it, man. I'm down for it. And also, Tudrick, what's going on, Tudrick?
What's up, dude? I'm going to keep my same name. But Swags, if you were throwing it old school, it'd be Swagzilla OG.
But, dude, that's what's weird about it. Like, like Swagzilla like feels weird to me now.
I mean, I like it.
It's kind of what nice and short. I used to have, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the Swags thing is just, it fits you, man. Nice and short, like, just rock it out. Everyone knows what that means. Like,
yeah.
I'm calling you Swagzilla now. Uh-huh. Forever. Damn. In text and everything.
Bringing it back. Like seagulls it is.
Seagulls.
Dude, it's so funny because like...
one other person just got that.
It used to, like, seriously, like, so Swagzilla used to autocorrect to seagulls. And yep, it might even still for some people, like, but it used to, I mean, yeah, you'd see it, like, so people would accidentally call me seagulls, like, because they just, like, type and send it, and it's, you know, it switches, like, when we try to have fast, manly thumbs.
That's hilarious, dude. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I mean, tonight, just tons of NFL free agency, tons of trades that have happened. But before we get
I mean,
there's a couple of trades. I know there's one that I almost, you know, like poked my eyes out about yesterday, which we'll talk about in a second.
That's on your team. That's huge. I know. Like, how are you feeling about that?
I almost quit being a Giants fan yesterday after that trade. So yeah, let's just go into right now. We'll talk about Twitter in a second.
Everybody's talking about the obvious part, though, but, like, what does this do for, like, Shepard or even Corey Coleman?
Sure. Yeah, so we'll just run down the trade
real quick. Are they drafting a wide receiver?
So, just real quick, this, the assets that moved. So, Odell Beckham got traded to the Browns for the Browns 2019 first, third, and Jabril Peppers. But, yeah, to your point, Swags, in terms of the other assets on the Giants, obviously, I think Shepard is one of the key beneficiaries from Odell being gone now. I know Shepard was a good player to begin with. He's shown that, you know, he's a good locker room guy, fairly dependable, good route runner.
But you guys have Corey Coleman. Like, that's the guy nobody's talking about. Like, is he worth talking about?
You think
just, like, totally done, or he just partied too much and nobody wanted to deal with him, or he's just...
Not done. Not done because the Giants put a first-round tender on him. So clearly they value him. I think there is definitely a want there for a speed receiver on the outside across from either Shepard or Cody Latimer if he comes back. So I think there is a want for Corey Coleman to be a thing going forward just because of that high restricted free agent tender they put on him. I think they want him on the team next year and they want him to be a major player, not just on kick returns, but also as an actual receiver.
Or they knew they were trading OBJ and had to cover their butt and didn't lose all their receivers.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, think about it, too. Like, Ingram's could really play wide receiver if they wanted him to.
He's not even a tight end, bro.
I didn't even want to bring him up. I love him so much.
I liked Ingram more than Shepard last year. Clearly, that was wrong. But in the year before, when Ingram excelled, it was because OBJ wasn't there. Now... Right. Tra-la-la, there you go.
Yeah. So I think this re-cements Evan Ingram's status as a top six dynasty tight end going forward, just because of the volume of targets he's going to see in the next few years without someone to steal it like Beckham.
Most targets on that team next year is who?
Shepard by a little bit.
Swag.
I would go like... I know it's hard to take Barkley out of that equation for sure. Like, I want to be him or Ingram. Ingram's rookie year, I don't know how many targets he had, but I know he caught 115 of them.
Jesus. I think he had like 90 targets his rookie year. I'll look it up real quick. It was a good amount.
How did he catch 115?
He definitely had 64 catches.
Was it 115 targets then?
It may have been. I will tell you in 2 seconds.
That's not great.
that's not a great catch percentage for a tight end.
It's Eli Frohn. But it's still Eli Frohn.
It was 115 targets. Yeah, swag. Nice. 115 targets.
And that was with no Barkley. And man, so I want him to be tight end 6 or better. But man,
I just want him to be less than Hooper, so I feel better about our trade.
Well, you got a little bit more back in that deal, though, I know. And that was only boring tight end set. I immediately didn't feel bad about it.
Nope, because I saw Jeff.
But I like Hooper.
No, I know.
Like you brought up right away that Hooper's 2 months younger, and he's
because you shoved it down my face when we were trading,
and he. But I mean, he's in a good situation too. I think Hooper is very slept on. I don't think Hooper has the value that Ingram holds because of hype. But I think that Hooper can put up that weekly production or come close to
it. You can get a lot more for Ingram too once it happens. Yeah, I didn't mean to derail it too.
Hooper is an amazing value now that you should. You know what I mean? Like, but I wouldn't give you Evan Ingram for Hooper.
Do we think the Giants, with one of the first, their 2 first-round picks, take a wide receiver? Obviously not that first one, but maybe that second one? Or did they take one in the second round? Are they looking to replace OBJ, or do you think it's just the guys they have in? Because, as we'll find out, the wide receivers in this free agency class not were great to begin with and are dwindling
flying
rapidly.
Yeah, so I would say not a first-round receiver, I don't think. I do think they're going to take a defensive player at 6. They're not going to take a quarterback at 6.
It's D-line.
I heard they may take a quarterback at 17, so that might be Locke or Jones, which is terrible.
It's got to be Jones.
What if they took Rosen at 117?
If they traded Rosen for...
Do you think that's in the...
Too much for Rosen.
He went after that last year. I get he's kept some value in the thoughts of him only being a third. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's still first, but it's that middle first. Like, he didn't gain value. By not looking like trash last year.
Where was
he? But I don't. 10. Like at 9 or 10?
Okay.
Yeah, 9 or 10. I think the Giants maybe could even pull their second round pick because it's going to be 2-6 and trade him for Rosen plus a late round draft pick. I mean, that could work. If they're going to go that route.
Fitz or something.
If they're going to go that route. Yeah, but I just don't think the Giants are going to draft a quarterback this year. I don't.
All right. I'm going to throw this out here. I feel like I've been kind of preaching this for a little bit, but I think the Giants take that defensive tackle D-line with that first pick. Mm-hmm. I think if there's a N'Keal Harry at their next pick, they take that. They trade their second-round pick and some future whatever and move back into the back of the first, take a quarterback. Will Greer, that will be there, and restart this thing right away. Just saying.
Greer would be fun, man. I mean, there's... obviously, less weapons there now without Beckham, but I still think it's a fun core.
That was just one thought process you had like while you were taking a shit?
Basically.
This is something I thought about.
But in case it happens, mark it down, I said it today.
Awesome.
That
so
would work. Restart it. It works.
I might have to have you play that back.
should we go to the Brown side now? Because this is, I mean, just amazing. So I'll start with you, Swags, on this one. With the addition of Odell Beckham, where do you have Baker Mayfield in your dynasty quarterback rankings now? Did he move at all?
It's so tough. Yep. So he has to move up a little bit. I was Mahomes, Watson, and Baker. And I can't move Baker quite over Mahomes yet, but he's close. I definitely bumped him over Watson, and it felt easy.
So is that 2? Is that what you said? Yeah. Math is hard for me.
For quarterbacks, yeah. No?
Yeah, Steve, where did he go for you?
I had him 5th for me. So I had Mahomes, Rodgers, Watson, Andrew Luck, then Baker.
You have some guys you really like. And Luck, he got some targets too.
Yep, but I'm going to move him ahead of Luck just because I see...
Oh, I love it, Steve.
So because of this... God, it's so many damn good players in that team now. And they're all young. It's not like he got a 33-year-old Odell Beckham.
Right.
Odell Beckham's 26 years old. He's still going to be in the prime of his career. Jarvis Landry's 26 years old. The running back are 22. Like, it's just... Plus Njoku. Plus they just signed Demetrius Harris today.
Right?
Yeah. And they have
Hunt. That almost pissed me off.
They have Hunt once he comes back. Mm-hmm. They'll have fresh legs on that guy.
Sky's the limit for Baker, man. Sky's the limit.
All right, I move Baker ahead of Russell Wilson for me, which puts him at 4.
Okay.
4 for me. So he moved. He was at 5. He moved ahead of Russ.
I was hoping, like I said, I had to move him up a little. Harris go somewhere where anywhere he had a shot at the
first starting job. Yes, I agree. I would love to see him do the starting job.
Anywhere else. I want to stay in Cleveland for a second. I was really hoping for some Callaway this year. Right? Yeah, like, I felt like that
killed
was going to be
Callaway shares.
That was going to be solid. And I almost feel like Callaway is just a hold to me because nobody's going to give me what I want.
I just traded him away. Did you see that deal?
Yeah, I was going to say, but then I see you pull a deal literally like, I think, 2 minutes before we started recording.
What was the deal? Swags?
Okay, so this is a super flex, 2 tight end, and tight end premium. So tight ends are precious in this league. But I did manage to get one back. So I traded away 2020 first, which you two know full well how much I love.
You love those. Yep.
But you have like 6.
That was my only one in this league, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yep, different league.
It's a big deal.
So,
yep.
I traded away a 2020 first Callaway, 2023 Ian Thomas.
Ooh.
And I got back but Shaheen and AJ Green.
So I love the AJ Green piece. I think that's a great buy because I think he's severely undervalued and been undervalued the last couple of years. Shaheen, I'm just
coming off an injury.
Yeah, like I'm just on Shaheen. I'm just not loving it. Just, I know
he really wanted Ian Thomas to get this deal done. Yeah. I got to let you know, like he really wanted a tight end because tight ends are important, and he really needed one. So. And so here's my thought process, guys. Like, I don't know how much you believe in Callaway before Odell Beckham Jr. was there, but to me, he was my third wide receiver on my team. So after that trade happened, he was not. True. I didn't have one at all. I was like, whoa, this changes my. Like, he wasn't my fourth or seventh, nice. Like he might be for you. He was the guy. Like, I have Robert Foster, Callaway, and Higgins.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I felt like I needed a wide receiver. Became very important to my needs, so I was willing to throw that. I like my team a lot. I feel like it's a stronger team without that 2021st, and the team went to, I think he feels pretty good about
it. It was a strong team to begin with, too. It's not like your team is trash by any means. You're a strong team, so just adding that is that, like, that's you, like, going all in now, because you don't have that 2021st next year, but you get AJ Green, and you're going after it now.
Yeah, Callaway is not a this year thing in that situation, unfortunately.
And you're plugging that in. I like that trade. I liked it for you before I kind of looked at all that other stuff too. So I think it works for both sides. I just Callaway. It's I'm hoping. Yep. I'm hoping for an injury at this point. You know what I mean? And then cash out at that point.
Right.
Do you think he gets traded, or do you think Rashard Pyramid Bucks? Like,
yeah, Pyramid's
that.
On the Bucks now. Yep, I think Callaway's the 3. I think they liked what they saw last year. I think he'll be the 3rd wide receiver in 3 wide receiver sets. I still think he has a place there. I just think the production will not match what our expectations were 3 days ago.
Yeah, and Callaway is so
cheap. Like, if you're in a deep best ball redraft, like, take him in round 18. He'll have like 2 games where he takes like 1 to the house, or
do you know how many best balls that we've done that I've taken Callaway as like
11?
Yeah. Yeah. Feeling pretty cool.
Like, I love it. Yep. This is a steal.
Oh.
For sure.
But, yeah.
But still, if he gives you 2 weeks of, production to actually make your roster and make your squad for the score
exactly.
that week, like,
you're never picking that, though. You're never picking that outside of best ball.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Totally. So let's move on to another team. We do love Baker. So consensus top 4. Consensus top 4 dynasty quarterback going forward.
I want to do it farther too. Like I can't argue with Swags having him at 2.
Yeah.
I really can't. Like if we're playing potential with everything that's there.
that's fun to me.
I mean, are his weapons better than the Chiefs' weapons on offense? I think it's arguable.
It's close.
Where they are. Man.
It's a good debate. Baker. It's a good debate if Mahomes or Baker has better weapons.
I like it a lot. I want to go to a Browns game.
Madden should be a lot of fun.
Get us tickets to a Browns game.
Hey, Browns, give them tickets. Because the Browns, like, just in general, they listen.
For sure. Oh my gosh. They're subscribers. I think
I will behave better than Josh Gordon or Manziel. Both put together.
Wouldn't take too much. let's move to another team that's been super active in this free agent period, and that's the Raiders. So obviously made the big splash last week at this point, trading for Antonio Brown for a third and fifth round draft pick and signing him to a nice new fat contract.
Super steal.
But they also picked up Tyrell Williams for a 4-year deal for $44 million. So Derek Carr's got some weapons, man. Got some weapons now. AB, Tyrell Williams. They still don't have a running back, really, besides Chris Warren and scat backs. But
do you need one with AB and Tyrell Williams? I mean, I'm just saying. Chuck it.
You kind of want to have one running back. Chuck it.
Chris Warren, dude's a monster.
They'll probably end up with Jalen Richard there, though, right?
Yes.
I think he's the only one still under contract, right? He's the only one. So, yeah.
Yep. Richard's still there, and Chris Warren's coming off a practice squad designation after he was injured. So I'll ask Swags first. I'll ask to drink up first on this one. Thoughts on Derek Carr now? I think the buying window or buying cheap window may be closing because of this now.
So I agree, but at the same time, it feels weird to want to get a car share at all because there's still, like, would it surprise you if Gruden drafts a quarterback early? I mean, if one's still there, like, I hear that, and, like, it's great. That's crazy to think, but just to kind of restart that clock there,
I don't want to go buy Derek Carr. Antonio Brown can, or a young quarterback can handle Antonio Brown?
No, and we haven't seen it ever work. It doesn't mean somebody as crazy as Gruden isn't going to pull the trigger getting Kyler Murray to run that around. I hate it, for sure. No, I hear you. I'm just... I don't feel safe in getting a Derek Carr share. That's all. And at this point, because of what's happened, like Steve said, I missed that window. If I had bought it before, then I'd be okay if I lose it, you know what I mean, out to a rookie. Now, I can't pay for
Derek
all
Carr
the potential
or
from... Ugh.
I'll take Carr for the next 2 years if he's still there. I'll be happy for that.
Derek Carr or Rosen to drink.
That's a good one.
He hates Rosen.
Oh, I hate him so much. I'm going to take Carr.
And where are we at with Dalton?
Damn it. I thought you would go past that and not ask me. I'm going to take Dalton.
Ooh, what about Foles?
I feel. I don't.
Well, this,
like,
is kind of the area that, you know, you're starting to decide on these guys, though. You know, like, you know, all, like, they're all kind of grossness, and I kind of don't mind Carr.
Safe. I feel safer with Foles than I do Carr. If that sounds stupid, I can't believe Foles got 4 years. But I was not expecting that at all. So I was thinking it was two with a decent high money. The fact that he gets four for. Whatever, yeah.
One
and
more
like 50
for you, unless,
guaranteed.
Unless Steve's got one. Mariota.
Steve's answering first is what he's got.
No, this one's this is for you two, Drink. I wonder if Steve's got another quarterback to throw at you to compare to.
I've got a list. Yeah, sure. We've got down a list.
Well, Mariota. Yeah, Mariota. Yeah. Do you think he's going to do it this year? I mean, I know we're going to talk about it, but now he got a couple weapons too.
Did those matter?
I mean.
Adam Humphries, nice piece, man.
Humphries is a decent little ad, you know.
I'm just pissed that I held on to any Tywan Taylor shares. Like, we did give that guy, like, this should be the next year. I don't know. I'm not impressed with Humphries. What are we expecting there? Is he going to get 100 targets? Because I don't think so.
No, I don't think that's that many targets to go.
No,
that's the wide receiver I want no part of.
Yeah, I can see the 85 targets, maybe like 60 catches because he's got a great, you know, great catch rate. And then something like that for Humphries.
Mm. So like wide receiver, maybe 3-4?
Yeah, I could see him being in a flex conversation on a weekly basis in wide receiver, three wide receiver leagues. I could see that.
I'm going to beat you if you're flexing Humphries.
That's 100% true. if you are stuck with Adam Humphries on the flex spot,
just
you are in not good shape. You are not
Adam Humphries from Mariota or Callaway from Baker?
Humphries will get more targets.
He will.
I'm not gonna trade you Callaway to get Humphries from you, but Humphries will outscore him this year.
Yeah.
Board it. I don't care.
I'll agree.
You won't do it. Yeah.
I'll agree with you on that one.
Man, that's so tough.
It doesn't
It depends on my team, because I agree with you. I think Humphries scores more points this year, But I Titans, think that I like Callaway on my team better for some reason.
Titans brought Humphreys in and gave him, what was the number, Steve?
Four for 36. Four for 36.
Nine. They nine brought million. That in. Like, that's not, it's not huge money, but it's probably a little more than I thought he was going to get. Man. Yeah, I don't want to play Humphreys, but he will outscore Callaway. Gross.
Yeah, probably. Still kind of want Callaway more, but
yeah,
I don't know why.
Well, I think talent overall, like player talent, like we know what Adam Humphreys is at this point, and Callaway still got untapped potential, especially
and,
in that offense.
And you know that
there's,
Baker's
there's young
sling
guys
it.
With years. There's yep. young guys with years. I mean, they're not young. You know, you said before they're not old at all. Like it's not like these guys are falling off. I hate it. I hate it for Callaway.
Baker is gonna sling it.
I'm being a baby about it.
That's all right. You're allowed to be. It's a depressing no, time for Giants fans, Dolphins fans, everybody.
Shit, dude. At least you didn't get ambulance stolen. You gave him to me. Like, Jesus.
Oh, you don't know how good that feels.
Living the life.
You made so
Jesse
much
James
fun
and
of that.
Ambulance stolen.
I didn't that's even. I forgot good. Danny Amendola on the sheet. I apologize.
No worries. That's the best compliment you could possibly give this situation. It's so forgettable.
It's like one for six for Danny Amendola. I think it was 1 for 6, 1 for 5. For Amendola, and then Jesse
that's
James
just
got a big
Patriots
deal.
Patriots move, right? Like that's yep. Patricia's like, come on,
it
I figure
like
out
it,
my slot.
Come on,
yep.
I think you probably draft a rookie wide receiver in the like 4, 5, 6 round. There's a couple really nice slot guy, you know, fast guys in this class that could end up there, you know, and kind of work with Ambulance Dola because, hence the name, he's not going to play all games. So I don't mind that. I love that it went to you though, just for the crap. But Swag, Jesse James is your guy. Like, that's like,
dude, I kind of like that. 6'7", 24 years old, 25, like, totally underutilized by Big Boss Ben. I love it. He's in a situation where he'll be respected by the leaders on the team. I like it. I like it a lot.
I guess yeah. Michael Roberts, this isn't going to happen. That's what it comes down to.
I think you can move on from that.
Yeah, so maybe don't listen to me on Jesse James super quick. Maybe it's a wait and see with the Michael Roberts there. But Michael Roberts
he'll be on the field. He'll
nice
block.
Games.
Yeah, Jesse James will be on the field to block at least. Sure. Yep. So another team I want to chat about is obviously another team that's been super active on both sides of the ball, the New York Jets. Big splash signing Le'Veon Bell. So 4-year, $52.5 million deal with $35 million guaranteed, not the $20 million that Le'Veon wanted. Clearly. And they also signed Jamison Crowder, which I thought was a good signing for them to play slot.
I like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Onunwa doesn't do that already.
Oh, well, Onunwa's also never on the field.
Neither is Crowder. Like, they're maybe we get 16 between the two of them.
You might.
Sweet.
You might. Crowder was 3 for nearly $29 million.
I bet they're too much really money. Good friends now that you guys mention it.
Because like they're always in the training table, yeah.
Exactly, they'll be hanging out together for sure, yeah. getting some whirlpool action going. Yeah.
Talking about Robbie Anderson.
Well, I wanted to talk about Darnold first, if we could. Obviously, they're putting pieces around him now.
I guess.
I mean, it is a super flexible pod. Quarterbacks are kind of our deal. Thoughts about them adding Lev Bell and another wide receiver on the outside to help out Sam Darnold. Are we more optimistic? Did he move at all in your rankings at all? After
you go first. You brought him up.
All right. I actually have him at... is my boy. I have him at 20 right now in my dynasty rankings.
I want to hear you go, but I want to know, where do you have him amongst last year's rookies?
Amongst last year's rookies right now, I have him third.
I thought you would have him higher. Like I felt like you've been higher on Darnold than the group, but that's pretty good. I mean, don't get me
wrong. Allen finished so good.
Yeah, I think because Allen's finished and plus the piece they've added in now, uh-huh. Buffalo,
yeah.
Really make me kind of excited for that. Baker obviously is one. But with Darnold finishing so strong last year, and I think he's only going to get better now with a real running game, potentially, and some more weapons on the outside. I'm excited for him, man. He looked like he can sling it. He's got that leadership quality to him. And don't forget, he's still super young. I know these are all young players, but God, he was a redshirt sophomore coming out. Like, extremely young
quarterback ever.
Exactly.
And he's got
Herndon,
too, still. I mean, mm-hmm. he's got some weapons.
He does. And they upgraded the running game, obviously, with Bell. I've actually got Darnold ahead of guys like Big Ben. I got him ahead of Lamar Jackson, and then the people we mentioned earlier, like Derek Carr.
Anybody here counting on Elijah McGuire?
Not anymore.
But were you? Did you got any shares?
I definitely have some McGuire shares. Yeah.
I don't.
I got some Crowell shares too, but yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Crowell will probably end up being cut, I would think.
Yeah.
McGuire might be the change of pace guy whenever they want to give Le'Veon a blow, just because he is younger and a bit more dynamic.
That's your handcuff.
Yeah,
that'd be the handcuff. And if the McGuire owner wants more than that, you don't want anything to do with it. But if you own Bell, I think you do go out and try to get McGuire and don't overpay.
Yep. I like that a lot. It's a good call, Swags. So where do you actually have Darnold, Swags?
Probably about the same spot as you. I just thought you were a little higher on him than the group, but I agree with you. I would also go Josh Allen. I know they didn't add anything super exciting in Buffalo, but they added weapons all around that field. So
the real players are who they added in Buffalo. We'll talk about that in 1 second. To drink, where do you have Sam Darnold?
That sounds about right. I'm trying to look here.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble pulling that one up, but
that's right. So right around the 20 range. So like back end.
Yeah, he might be closer to like 18.
Okay.
Once Lev got there. I think it helps a little. I mean, just if nothing else, some attention. I don't care about Crowder.
For the 70 catches he'll give. That's all right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Buffalo for a bit. So again, another super active team putting pieces around Josh Allen. So signing Cole Beasley. Beasley got 4 for 29 there. John Brown, I think podcast favorite, 3 for 27 there. Also added Mitch Morse, the center from the Kansas City Chiefs, and Tyler Croft, again, another guy who loves to sit on the training table, 3 for 18 for Tyler Croft. So obviously building some pieces in that offense. So I don't want to really talk about Allen because I think we're all kind of optimistic about Allen, but want to talk about the other weapons that are there. I mean, how are we going to mesh John Brown, Cole Beasley with the Robert Foster, Zay Jones, Isaiah McKenzie, the guys who kind of showed up at the back half of last year? Can I start with you on this one? How do you think all these pieces are going to mesh?
It feels like we got a lot of like the same kind of guys, like a couple of guys do this and that. So the signings are kind of weird to me. I mean, I love the fact that you get the speedy John Brown there to match with Allen's arm, but that's a guy that's often not on the field. Like, do you just go and spend this money and hope you get it?
Cold weather, like playing in Buffalo outside in the freezing cold. I don't know if that's good for John Brown, like, or John Brown. You know what I mean? Like
the sickle cell trait. Yeah, can't
holy
be good.
Cow. You know, but
it's more elevation based.
I don't want any of these weapons for fantasy, but I think it helps Josh Allen.
Yeah, I mean, even last year, Zay Jones had trouble staying on, right? Robert Foster was late to come on because of some early injuries. So you just put enough wide receivers around that you hope you have a couple decent ones throughout the year.
Yep.
I think I still want Zay Jones the most out of all of them. You don't like Tyler Croft? Crofty? Getting crafty? Yeah.
Again, another guy that gets hurt a lot.
Big body. Yep.
Yeah. Got some skill, though. Former Rutgers boy.
Jesse James. I'll say that.
Truth.
That's probably a good thing.
I will take Jesse James first.
But man, Demetrius Harris there. That would have been awesome. Right. That would have been something to get excited about.
Yep. That would have been so sick. I agree. It would have been a lot of fun.
Jacksonville, I would have liked it in too.
Yep.
Maybe a piece down here. That short underneath game. I think that could have been utilized pretty well. But
yeah. With your new quarterback, Nick Foles, coming in at 4 years at $88 million. The Jags bidding against themselves for the services of Nick Foles gave him a boatload of money. So I'll ask you first, Swags, on this one. Thoughts about Foles? I mean, it seems like he's going to be there for a while now with this contract.
Yeah, the contract is pretty lofty. I don't know if we thought he would get that many years.
No way.
The $20 million a year, I thought maybe we'd get something like that 16 to 18 for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I feel like we've kind of been calling this landing spot for a while. Like, not just us, like the world.
Once DeFilippo went there, it was like, it's Foles.
Yeah, right. So I'm curious to see what happens. I think he's somebody that you still have to pay a first for, and you know that it's risky, but any first round pick is. So
true.
And so you're going Foles over Carr to drink?
Yep. Is that what I said earlier?
I think so.
Yep. Right?
It still feels that way. Yeah.
I would board bet that if you wanted
to. I'll take it. Hell yeah, I'll take it.
Throw it on.
I don't care. It's 9:40 and you need one to be wrong.
I don't care.
All right. You got wrong.
Par versus Foles. Oh. All right, it's on the board.
It feels so gross.
Steve wrote it on a Sharpie with his computer screen.
Nice.
I said that back.
Permanently etched on my computer screen for the rest of eternity.
We got proof. That's how you know we got proof.
Exactly. So yeah, two drink. Thoughts on, you said you would take Foles above guys like Derek Carr. Would you take him above Dalton?
Sure.
Okay. So he's actually fairly decently high on your list, like a low end QB too.
Serviceable.
Okay. Fair enough.
Shout out to the pony.
Before we get into some of our other free agency signings, let's talk about GT Bets.
Are you looking for some action on today's game? Then head over to gtbets.e for all your sports betting needs. Get up-to-date odds covering all major sports. gtbets.eu is easy to use. Their simple registration process will have you placing your first bet in minutes. And if you register today, you can earn up to $500 of free money. Now that's a great reason to head over to gtbets.eu, an official sponsor of the Dynasty Football Factory. Simply add Superflex in the referred by field to earn a 100% welcome bonus. gtbets.eu, it's game time.
gtbets.eu, hit it up. Use that promo code Superflex for all of your betting needs.
Super glad you said that, because halfway through I was hoping that was the promo you pushed us to.
Good thing we did.
When in doubt, promo code Superflex, exactly. Regardless of the show you listen to. You're welcome. Yep.
So next I want to touch on some players that are potentially going to impact some of our own favorite players on this podcast. First one I'm going to talk about is Devin Funchess going to the Colts. 1-year deal for $13 million. Seems like it's their third or fourth tight end now in Indy for the Colts. Now, I'm being facetious. Obviously, Funchess will play on the outside across from T.Y. Hilton, but another big body for Andrew Luck. Thoughts here, Swags, on the signing?
Well, man, Steve, I thought of you quick on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, how am I going to tell Steve that I know this whole time that Andrew Luck is a better quarterback than Cam Newton? And I can't help but think that he's in a much better situation than he's ever been.
Agreed.
If it doesn't happen now, it's not going to happen. But I'm definitely all about buying low on Devin Funchess. I was all about buying low on Devin Funchess before we knew his landing spot. They signed him because they wanted to give him the opportunity. That's a huge prove-it deal. $13 million.
Massive prove-it deal. And he's a young guy, too. I think he's, what, 26, maybe? Maybe
I think 27? He's 24 or 25.
Is he really? Okay, so yeah. Younger than I even thought. And with a guy like Luck, who is accustomed to working with bigger body tight ends and really accentuating how well they do, especially in the red zone, I could really see Funchess having another, 9-10 touchdown season with Luck there. So I guess my question then to you two, Drink.
Yeah, he's 24.
Super young. Okay. With Funchess coming in, what is the expectation now for Eric Ebron, who was really a beneficiary last year of the Andrew Luck renaissance and him coming back to form?
Man, I wasn't going to make a tight end joke, but
that's all right.
You brought us there. And Jack Doyle probably won't be ready, so it kind of fits there too.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't. That's a lot of money. Of all the guys I said before, I felt like that's too much money. That's a lot of money to Funchess.
$13 million.
Yeah, I guess it's 1-year proven deal compared to
that
the others,
for 2 or 3 years.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But man, I am not gonna buy any Funchess. I think I might go get like Deion Kane and Darius Fountain like as cheap as I can. I think I can get that for pretty cheap now.
Yeah,
and just sit and see if that happens on the outside for him. With people being, Funchess got $13 million to prove it there. I get they are totally different situations and quarterbacks, but Jags gave Moncrief, $10 or $11 million last year to come in and prove it.
I
do
thought
nothing.
Of that. Nope, I
it
did
doesn't,
think of that because we were preaching
just
that last year.
Moncrief
absolutely.
Come from Indy too. So I felt like maybe they thought that was a cheaper route for them to go. I think a lot of people would love to see Tyrell Williams there, and just that other outside presence with T.O. would have been amazing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't want some Funchess. I'm gonna pass. Okay. Good thing I don't have any Funchess anywhere, so it's not like I have to go sell it off. But Swags, what are you gonna pay?
That's what I was gonna ask you. I mean,
no, ask you first.
I would give you a third. Can I give you a third?
You're trying to get cheap. I feel like Steve's gonna give you a little more. I think you'd do like a middle second back in second.
I'll give it two. Yeah.
So Steve gave you a second that quick, so I have to give you I'll give you a second and a fifth to beat him.
I don't care. Give a crap about your fifth. How about a second and a third next year?
I think that
I feel like I would do that. I'll move Funchess for that right now.
I'm gonna see what I can do in the draft and see what falls.
All right, I just sold to Steve. Anyways, I'm out.
That's tough, man. I
already sold. It's like, cool.
I already regret losing Funchess a little bit
over a third rounder.
Fictitiously, I hate it. Yeah.
I just know in Superflex though, like somebody's taking Murray. It's not gonna be me. Somebody's taking Haskins. It's not gonna be me. Couple people are going to go early on tight ends. I might get a really decent wide receiver.
Drew Lock in Superflex will go like before middle second.
204 or 208, you know? You never know who's going to fall in that area in wide receivers.
So, yeah, middle second, it's going to see probably four quarterbacks go in Superflex draft, I'm guessing. Because Locke's still going to go somewhere he shouldn't. And don't draft him. If you're listening, don't do that. Don't do it. And then, like Steve said, the Giants seem to be attached to this, you know, Daniel Jones from Duke just because of the Cutcliffe Manning. Yeah. If that's the reason you're drafting Daniel Jones, then not that you've showed to make great moves to begin with here, but you're definitely showing your way down a rabbit hole. That's bad. You're about to turn into the Dolphins. You're not there yet, but you're about to.
Rapidly approaching that.
That is not a fun place to be. But
man.
Yeah, no way.
You handle it pretty well, dude. You wear that doll. You wear it well. I mean,
you do.
I mean, you have to. It's still my team. Like Swag, I've never been through an 0-16 season. You know what I mean? Like, and you're still a Lions fan.
Yeah.
You know, I figure I'd take another jab.
Yeah, look how quick Cleveland turned their 0-16 around too, compared to like the Lions. Like,
I bet Cleveland, if you asked Cleveland fans, theirs. They wouldn't say it was fast. You know what I mean? But I get what you're saying. Yeah. From when they had it till
exactly
to what we are perceiving to be the AFC North champs. I'll say it.
Possible AFC champions.
That ain't possible. That's happening.
No, I think they win the North pretty easily. I'm talking about going Super Bowl, like beating Tom Brady in the playoffs and going to the ship. Like that could definitely happen this year.
Side note, Steve, what you drinking on tonight?
I'm just having a Bud Light. just a Bud Light. Keep it nice and basic. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
What was that? What was that brew?
Reef Donkey.
Nice. Is that the brewery or is that the?
It's out of Tampa.
Nice.
Tampa Bay Brewing Company.
Keeping it local. I like it, man.
Reef Donkey. Drink local.
Love it.
I mean, nobody else is giving us money, so might as well drink beer. Actually, like.
There you go. Exactly. So let's move on now from the Colts to one of our other favorite players on. In fantasy, and let's talk about Adrian Peterson potentially impacting Derek Geis.
You wait. I'm gonna come back to your Colts real quick. It's not on your sheet.
That's fine.
But a lot of people really wanted to see Lev go to the Colts, and everybody's mm-hmm. like, even though they have the money, we don't care.
Yep.
Right? They haven't made any moves in the backfield. Oh. They got three guys there. Yep. This is the three guys they're going with, and how are we gonna order those? Like for you guys, is it still? Mac Hines, Wilkins, like are you safe there? Another year, do we see more Wilkins and Hines eat into Mac, or are you solid with Mac now?
And Mac was still beat up last year too, which sucked. Like he still got hurt at a point,
which he's always going
to
do.
Right, it's just going to happen. I think Hines has to be better this year coming up. With how well he tested, I didn't see that translate to the field. Dude ran like 4.35 or something like that mm-hmm. For his 40. I didn't see one explosive play from Nyheim Hines besides that like diving touchdown he made over a guy.
And Jay Ajayi is meeting with the Colts next week.
And yes, I just saw that Jay Ajayi will be meeting with them. So
they
might,
are looking.
They are, okay. But I mean, at the same time, Ajayi is coming off injuries, and it's who knows. I don't think he'd be a big, massive contract anyway.
But if Ajayi is there, he pushes Mac out of the way. I think Hines is the safe guy here with his, like, the way he plays out of the backfield. Yeah. Huh?
Yes, he'll be a PPR monster.
I see people, like, getting pretty decent, like, trades done where they have Mac in them and selling Mac. I can't imagine paying you a first for Mac.
I think that's probably the asking price, though, after last year.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've seen a lot of it, and I'm like, huh.
Yep.
Like
112 or Mac?
Yeah, like in even mid-first, you know, for the people that absolutely are hating
the class. Yeah, I'd take Mac over 112. Yep, I'd take Mac over 112.
Swags. 108?
Probably. Take 108.
Yeah, it's probably
I'll take the pick in both of them. I'll take the 12. I'll take the 112.
I was going to say, I think I'd take it to 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't care about Ajayi coming in. I mean, I think it would definitely eat some, but I'm just not a Mac guy to begin with. So, yeah, if you're going to give me a first, I'll ride that out, especially in Superflex.
That's fair. It's a fair point. You might be changing my mind here. I feel like anyone behind that Colts line right now is just going to eat. Like, it doesn't matter who it is.
I think it is a great situation. But
phenomenal situation. Right. They haven't spent any money yet, and they still have $100 million.
No. Yeldon's still out there, too.
Yep. So let's move back to that Redskin piece. So Adrian Peterson re-signed with the Redskins, 2 years, $8 million. That's not insignificant for a running back, especially one of how old Adrian Peterson is.
He doesn't like to share.
We saw what happened with the Saints when he was asked to share. So Swags, you're the resident Darius Geis fanboy.
Very disappointed by this, man. Like,
yeah. So talk about it.
I don't know. I just want Adrian Peterson to go away.
He was good last year, mind you.
He was admirable with his old man talents. Like, he had the beginning of the year, he started off really strong, and it was like, holy cow, watch out. But it started to get to the point where he was a tough start, like, come playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But he does have some left in the tank. I don't know, man. I can't imagine them holding Geis out and letting Adrian Peterson have it at this stage of his career. I don't think he'll be around for both years of this contract. What's the guarantees on this anyway?
I would have to look. I don't think it's fully guaranteed. I think it's only a couple million. Yeah.
I hate it. Of all the signings, this might be, Parker's on this list.
But he doesn't affect anybody you like.
That's true. I was surprised to see that, though, but we'll get to that. But yeah, dude, I hate this signing, man. Like, it's almost one of those things where I'm still kind of like, oh, is this really, like, really happening? Like, and it obviously is, but what's going to happen? I don't know, man. Maybe Geis isn't totally healthy yet.
That's got to be it. There's no reason.
It's a lot of money to spend for a healthy Geis, isn't it?
Yeah.
So in this opportunity where there is a bit of trepidation around Darius Geis, it's your time to buy.
I bet you still got to give up too much.
Yeah, you got to give up
101.
I'm not selling you.
Plus?
Yeah, I want.
Probably.
Geis.
Yep.
101 and a 2020 first?
That's a tough one.
They just signed Adrian Peterson for 2 years.
Probably stick with Geis.
Yeah, I'm not giving you those picks. So I'll take my 101 in my first next year.
Mm-hmm.
I feel stupid that it's because of a 30, what'd you say? 30-year-old running back.
No, I hear you. It's scary now, man. It really is. I think it's
Frank Gore, I'd be worried.
New Buffalo Bill, Frank Gore, another piece of the pie there in Buffalo. So it was a cheap deal. Cheap deal. It's like $1.5 million for 1 year for Frank Gore. But yeah, he'll find a home in Buffalo for sure.
Look, LeBron. I'm jump sports for a second. LeBron wants to stay until he can play in the NBA with his son, right? Frank Gore's just doing the same thing, dude. Right? He's got like 6 more years, and then Frank Gore Jr. will be in the league, and then they can both get a rushing touchdown in the same game, and then Junior will retire, and Senior keep playing. That's how it works.
There you go.
LeBron's a tool.
Hot take. Let's stick with running backs here, and let's talk about the Ravens, who actually signed Mark Ingram to a 3-year, $15 million deal.
Yes.
I think this is a great landing spot for Ingram, just because there's not much talent. I want to say not much talent there. We saw some production.
Shots fired, Dixon.
No, I love it. I love this.
Go for it, Spikes.
Yeah.
Go for it. Yep, go for it.
I absolutely expand on would that. Love to buy some Ingram shares right now. I don't know what the price
I'm
is.
I'm keeping it.
I would absolutely love to buy some Ingram shares right now. I'm very interested.
You giving a 1 and a 2?
Well, I have to give you two first, a first and a second?
Yeah.
Is it late?
Question mark?
Yeah, late. What's the first? Like a 112?
110.
110. I'll give you a 110, and I'll throw you in a second. Nope. Maybe if you throw me a third. I kind of feel like you put me in a van, Steve.
I think I would do that, yeah. So well, like, I'll give you Ingram
I heard
and
you
a
on
third.
A super flexible show. You, I know you really like it.
Two drink, how are you feeling about Ingram?
Baltimore was the, you know, best landing spot for a running back, or at least we how they want to utilize that spot.
It's
I think
the
this
best
is
running
one of
back
the,
they've had since Ray Rice.
Agreed. Right, and I think this is a very good one for them. You know what I mean? Of some of the backs that could have landed there, Ingram, even though he's a little bit older than some of the other ones, I think is one of the better backs that could have gone there with his skill set, with what Lamar Jackson's going to do. I think that is a very good thing for both of those guys.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as soon as you saw Bell go to the Jets, you kind of knew this was the what was going to happen. It felt
right.
Like.
Yeah.
Kind of last big running back on the board still.
And I play with Mark Ingram, I'm going to need more than that because I'm relying on Mark Ingram in my, you know what I mean?
For
so where? Well, I mean just for like my fantasy team, like and how I play
so
and stack up wide receivers.
Just,
well, because you wanted to give me like the 110 and, a, okay, and yeah, I'm guessing yeah. 210 and I got to give you what, like a 3, you know what I mean?
What if
a
I own him? Something? What if I own him? What will you give me?
Like a 2023rd, maybe. No, like if I need a running back, that's my only thing. And I had a mid first. I'm not afraid of it. I was gonna say 8. So can we meet in the middle? I'll do it. I don't know why I have 107 and 106.7 and 8,
but at this
sure.
point, like before you pull the trigger,
I feel like
you
I just
start
want
to wonder.
Three first
you start to wonder
out.
What running backs might fall to you this year, even and what the situation might be at, like between that 106 and 110 area with everybody's two
sure.
non quarterbacks and these wide receivers. Like some running backs might be there that could potentially help you, like Ingram.
Yeah, like. If I have picks to deal for Ingram and that's all it is, I'm not like moving other players on my team or making it, you know, like a 2-2 trade or something like that. I'm probably going to wait until my rookie draft and do it then because I might not have to pay that. Like you said, I might be able to pay the 110 or, you know, I have the 106. I'll trade you the 106.
I mean, I just got carved for a 109 a week ago.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? So once I start spending a first, I always start to think like, I wonder what else I could do with this, you know?
Sure.
And you saw me get AJ Green essentially with 2020 first being the big chip.
Right.
So that's kind of the direction I'd rather go. Like, man, but I do like Ingram. I agree with everything you said. This is a tough one, man. I just don't know once I get to that 108 where I want to be with that, even with these rookies that I've been down on.
Mm-hmm. No, I gotcha. I mean, and there's some nice pieces, you know, middle eight, first round, but I don't know that that's the
running back
that,
yeah,
that's going to work for me.
It. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's a tough
that's
one.
That's all. Value-wise,
Steve,
you should probably hold on the pick.
Steve, come get him from me.
Reel him in somehow.
Come at me, yeah, bro. No, I would give you like the 109 plus a... Plus that late second rounder, if you throw something back at me with Ingram.
Can
I would
get
do it.
Latavius Murray back?
No.
No?
Which we'll talk about in a second.
Let's do it now.
All right, let's talk about Latavius Murray. So obviously Mark Ingram was expendable from the Saints.
I'm just keeping Ingram. That's how that deal worked out.
Fine. Keep him. Keep him. Because I really like this Latavius Murray signing by the Saints. Four years, 14
ended up from with him, though, and you're trying to get him from me.
$14.4 million. For Latavius Murray, 4 years for the Saints.
He's on my team.
Going to be the new big back for the Saints. I like this for the Saints. I like Latavius Murray. I'm actually one of the... I'm not the captain of the fan club, but I'm definitely one of the charter members of the Latavius Murray fan club, secretly. So I like
not
this
anymore.
A lot. Not anymore. Now it's out in the open. But I like this a lot. I think he will end up being flex worthy at least for this season and possibly next. So I'm a big fan here.
More productive or less productive than Mark Ingram?
And that's what I'm saying. Did Mark Ingram just want his own gig?
Probably. Yeah. I'm going to say...
Paints didn't want to give him the money, but...
Nope.
It's whatever. Yeah.
This is tough because the Saints literally have been like the top running back fantasy point producing team in the last
decade. So I have that tweet. It's JJ Zacharyson. And that's definitely somebody you should follow if you're not for listening to this. But
at late round QB.
So fantasy scoring PPR as a team for the Saints since 2011. 2011 first, 2012 first, 2013 second, 14 first, 15 second, 16 first, 17 first, 18 first. 19 is the year we're going into.
So it's Kamara's going to get his, clearly. So that would probably make Murray a, what, top 24 back at the end of the year?
That's not. That's also not the question I asked you, Steve.
I know. I know.
Quit stalling. Mark Ingram, Latavius Murray, more productive.
Latavius Murray.
I mean, it's cool you could be wrong. But
I'm fine. I'm fine to be wrong. I'll trust Sean Payton. I will trust that offense.
Swag, I heard it in your side. Don't you do it?
I don't get it. No. Like, I saw like somebody else like preaching for Latavius Murray to beat out Ingram too, and saying that Mark Ingram was in a timeshare and that this is going to be a running back by committee in Baltimore. And I think that's crazy. I think that Mark Ingram is going to be the workhorse. He's low end RB1 potentially. Like this could be back to like before the Kamara days, and Ingram's a steal and Latavius Murray's still just an upright runner.
An upright runner with Sean Payton as his play caller.
Absolutely, dude. And I don't want to be so stubborn to that. That
no, you're fine.
I take away from that. But man, like, I think the opportunity that Ingram has been given is way greater than the opportunity that Murray has been given. And the way that, and you guys know I don't like this guy, but the way that Lamar Jackson, a mobile quarterback, is going to open up that backfield a little bit for Mark Ingram. I mean, look what Gus did and then Dixon did. And those guys, we all agreed, are not Mark Ingram.
Right. I agree on that piece for sure.
So, yeah, I don't know, man. It's I don't know what to think about this Latavius Murray signing. I think that I think they could have done better.
All right. I'm throwing it sideways. Latavius Murray or Carlos Hyde? We haven't talked about him yet, but.
Carlos Hyde is now a Chief, by the way. Yes. Murray.
I already knew you were saying that.
Now I'm going Hyde.
You hate Damian Williams so much.
Just look how good a lead running back does for the Chiefs.
No chance.
Two drink. Are you on the Murray side in this one?
I don't want to be.
Just do it, though. Just all cool kids are doing it.
I don't want to be. I do. I'm going to take. No. I love Damian Williams. I love Damian Williams. I do not like Latavius Murray. You have like
the little like devil on one shoulder and angel on the other side. I don't even know which is which, but.
They're both the same. Damian Williams is who I'm picking.
All right. Going off somewhere else. That's fine. Last running back.
I can't believe you let him have that, Steve.
Dude, it's all right. We're like at an hour already. It's fine.
Trades, man. We'll get him next time.
No, we'll put some trades up. But I want to just talk about Tevin Coleman real quick.
Great.
So Tevin Coleman signed today with the 49ers for just 2 years and $10 million, which seems crazy cheap compared to some of the other running backs that signed. Initial thoughts on this one too, Drink. Is he the starter? Is McKinnon going to get cut? What's the deal here?
McKinnon's not that expensive to keep. Every running back that the Niners have and the one they just brought in have shown that they can't stay healthy. Okay. So I think they're taking the Bills wide receiver approach that if I get enough of these guys, they all do what I want them to do, you know, and how we play, and whichever one is healthy will go. I think you're not going to be able to pick the running back that has the best game until one of the three gets hurt. And then once one of them gets hurt, then the other two are flex worthy every week.
All right. So let me ask you this then. I know we're not a redraft podcast, but redraft, who are you drafting first? Coleman, Breida, or McKinnon?
Coleman. I don't know that I would normally say that with a new running back going to a different team, but because of where he's going and the system that he's already been accustomed to, I don't think that it will be... Running back's one of the easiest ones to switch and learn, too. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Going to a new one. So the fact that he already has some familiarity with that, I think Coleman is the best, most skilled player out of that mix, personally.
Okay. Swag, same question.
Yeah, I think I'd go Coleman as well. I was a little bit disappointed by that landing spot. I wanted to be more excited when Coleman landed somewhere.
Like the Colts would have been sweet.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously, yep.
Yep, but yeah. So, Niners get Tevin Coleman, add to the plethora of zone-based
running backs. How much money was that?
$10 million split over 2 years.
What did Hyde get?
1 for 3, I want to say. Something like that.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
It's like right around that.
Coleman to the Chiefs would have been dope. That would have sucked for Damian Williams. But I guess for Damian Williams, I feel the best about it being Hyde.
Yeah.
Just saying. As long as we talked about Damian Williams one more time.
That's all that matters. just real quick, I'm just going to run down a couple more signings that I thought were fairly interesting. So we did talk about Devontae Parker. He's back with the Dolphins, unfortunately. 2 years, $9 million.
Hashtag never Parker.
Yep. Cordero Patterson signs with the Bears. 2 years, away. $10
million. Is that their new running back then? Or they got Cordero Mike Davis too, that's right.
They signed Mike Davis 2 years, $6 million. So Jordan Howard's officially on the block. Tyrod Taylor signed with the Chargers for 2 years to back up Phil Rivers instead of going to start for the Dolphins.
They got excited to go to the Dolphins.
I think that's familiarity there with the coach, right? It's Grant who came from Buffalo while Tyrod was there. You know what I want to do just in case, you know, something happens to Priv, like Tyrod light it up.
Exactly.
That being said, if something happened to Phillip Rivers, I think Tyrod would be a great quarterback in that system with all those weapons there.
Oh, yeah, I think he'd be a monster. And then
premier backup, I would say, you know what I mean? One of the guys at this point.
One of the top two or three, for sure.
Yeah.
I 100% agree. Blake Bortles was released from the Jaguars, so he officially is no longer a Jaguar.
Dolphins, look out.
Oh, gosh, that'd be
hilarious. So I think this feels like, because I think Bortles is going to get like zero money. I mean, he'll make some, I guess it may be a little more.
He's playing for the Dolphins.
But there's no reason the Dolphins to spend money. Like, I get, like, bringing Bortles in probably makes us worse, and that's kind of what we're looking for. But why not just play, like, the third stringer, after Tanny gets hurt? Right. No, like, that's fine, because he'll get hurt after week four. And then we'll be back to Matt Moore and Brock Osweiler.
Yeah.
Right. But if Bortles, I like Bortles to back up, like, it's, like, Philly. I know that's kind of funny, because Foles went there, but, like, he can run a little bit of the RPOs, and it's a cheap backup. It's cheaper than the $20 million that you were going to pay, you know, Foles to be the backup there. I think Wentz is only technically making like $9.5 million a year.
It's cheap. Yep.
You're not going to have to pay Bortles even that much to be the backup there. And you just hope that he, you know, becomes clipboard Jesus for you. But Wentz gets hurt every effing year too. So sweet.
Yep.
And last but at least point, he has D-Jax to throw to.
D-Jax was traded. About that? No, we did not talk about that real quick. So the Eagles did trade for DeSean Jackson. For a 2019 sixth rounder to Tampa Bay. So free Chris Godwin. Love that. My boy.
Of course you do.
Of course. He'll be on the field forever now.
And only Perryman came on. So gross. Like, I guess you're going to be right about Godwin. Sweet.
every once in a while, man. Every once in a while, I'll get one of them. And then also the Bucks re-signed Peyton Barber for 1 year and $2.1 million. And the last one before we
Why couldn't Coleman go there? Like, come on.
Yeah. I know, that would have been sweet. Bengals re-signed CJ Uzoma for 3 years and $18 million to be the starting tight end there. Tyler Eifert is still a free agent. So before we talk...
Eifert just got hurt listening to this podcast.
He might have stubbed... I think he stubbed his toe. Before we talk about some Superflex trades, let's hit up the Scouting Academy.
Sorry, Eifert.
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at dynastyfootballfactory.com.
One of, promo, I say, go ahead.
Promo code Superflex.
I was going to say it. I say it every week, but one of the best things we do. Scouting Academy, if you are serious about trying to get into the NFL in a personnel role, scouting player evals, this is the way to do it. I think it's over 30 people now actually have real NFL jobs going through the Scouting Academy. So super awesome potential experience for you. So again, use that promo code Superflex when you're checking that out. Let's now go into our Superflex trades. So first one here from buddy of the podcast at the third Mike, 14-team Superflex League, Saquon Barkley or Christian McCaffrey and Kirk Cousins. I think I know how I voted on this one. Swags, we can start with you if you'd like.
Well, I really like this trade a lot. Like, it
is the 101
from both sides right. of this deal. Like, just I'm gonna have this to go with that McCaffrey yeah. and Cousins side in a super flex league, though, man. Yes. I mean, and I'm not even the biggest Cousins guy of the group, but it's tough to do. I want some Barkley, but man, that you're getting like the arguably top 2 to 4 guy right there, and a yep. nice quarterback.
And a quarterback who's going to be starting for the next half decade. Yep. Yeah, I agree.
In a 14-team league.
Yep.
In a 14-teamer. Yep. Unanimous there. Two drink, what did the poll say?
You're too fast.
And what Sorry. Did the survey say?
It said Saquon 45%, McCaffrey 55%.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, it's a solid deal.
Yeah, for sure.
This next trade, though.
This one, I was shocked at.
Did you guys see my response to this one?
I did. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was good. I ended
up feeling bad.
No, you're fine to say that. Go ahead.
No, maybe this might have been a different one too, though. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. From at VapeMan77, Superflex PPR League, that doesn't give a league size. Mitch Trubisky or Kyler Murray?
Mitch.
Yeah. Without question. Mitch. To drink. Please just say Mitch so we can get this over with.
No way.
Why is it so fast to be Mitch? Why?
Kyler Murray doesn't play in the NFL. He's not Mahomes. Yeah. He's not
sure.
Even Mitch Trubisky.
No, he's Kyler Murray. I think Kyler Murray, I think right now before knowing landing spot is my 101 in Superflex rookie drafts.
Oh, dude, do you play Superflex?
I do play that.
Last week, we had this guy on Superflexible Podcast, and he had some nice insight on Kyler Murray. You should check it out.
I'll have to go back and listen to Mark's dope.
That was a dope episode, guys, actually. That was a really fun listen.
Dude, Mark is so cool.
Really good.
Good guy, man. Yeah, for sure. But, yeah. Are you being serious here?
A little, yeah. Why are we so excited about Trubisky, though? Take Murray out of it for...
Nobody got excited. We just took him over Murray.
Man, I think Murray's upside is larger than Trubisky's.
So you would give me...
And I know Murray's going to be a starting quarterback this year coming up.
I'm offering you a 103 for Kyler Murray, or for Mitch Trubisky. I'm offering you 103 for Mitch Trubisky.
I would probably take Mitch there.
That's the trade is. Yeah.
But Kyler's my 101. I just said that. Like I'm taking Kyler 101.
So I will offer you 101 for Mitch Trubisky. Giants interested in Rosen.
Oh, thank God.
Because Kyler Murray's gonna I'm gonna take 101.
Wow.
Interesting. Okay. I would disagree with that, but I mean if you are that high on Murray and you like, you know, his eval and how you've evaled him.
Especially as soon as Rosen goes to the Giants.
Oh, God.
Got to feel great about that.
I'd be
Rosen to the Giants, excited. I feel great but, about. Like, what a smart move for the Giants.
Depends what they give up. If they give up 7.
There it is.
I would rather have Rosen than Kyler Murray.
Give up 6.
You would give up 6 for Rosen right now?
That's to you.
I did not. I said I would rather have Rosen than Kyler Murray.
Do you right now?
Yeah.
Mitch or Rosen?
Mitch.
I'll take Mitch, too.
Yeah. Rosen goes to the Giants. Mitch or Rosen?
Mitch. Yeah, still yes. Mitch.
Yep.
I guess I don't like Mitch very much.
No, you don't.
I guess not.
Yeah. Mitch if has I, some if, nice weapons, too.
If Rosen
too,
is
dude.
On
like,
the
he'll
Giants
get
tomorrow.
Used to that offense a little bit more and, like,
yeah,
running, you know, receivers.
I don't even like Rosen. Like, yeah, I don't know.
But I'll like you said that. Like you said, Rosen. Like
right. Two reef donkeys will do that.
So anyway,
what was the result of the poll? Tell me what the poll was.
46 to Kyler or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Oh my, two drink. Do you have it?
I mean, I do.
Would you like to tell the people?
No, you're gonna have to come back. Keep going. Go to the next one. I'll give it.
Okay, sounds good. From at Dynasty Troy, Superflex IDP PPR. So that throws a little wrinkle in it. 2019 102 and Dante Pettis or Chris Carson. 2019 205 and a 2020 first.
Pause. Trubisky 54%. Kyler Murray 46.
That's ridiculous.
Almost 800 votes. Like this one had some movement, but
almost 360 really silly people.
Yep. Good math.
Your math is bad. It's more than that, but I don't know close. What it is. Because mine's even worse.
It's pretty close, actually.
Spitballing there.
Think about it.
Yeah, but the wrong one is the silly people are Trubisky.
Oh, so I got like 400 and something.
Math.
All right. Anyway, so Swags, this trade in the IDP league.
Superflex IDP league.
Superflex so, IDP.
Man, the 2020 first helps a little bit. I'm not interested in Chris Carson. He's one of those people that. Any league that I own Rashad Penny in, everybody tries to get me to take on Chris Carson, and yep. I'm not interested. That 2021st is nice, but I feel like I'm getting the 2021st and 2019 second. I'd rather have the 102 and Pettis.
Yep. I'll agree in terms of that. I think Pettis and Carson are closer in assets than you think, Swags. That being said,
even if I give you that, because I don't think you're necessarily wrong, especially in value, but you're still getting that 102 right now.
Right, which is super, super valuable asset to have.
More than the 21st.
Yes.
Yeah. With it being early like that, yeah.
Yep.
And with the 2.5 on the other one, I get, like, they say IDP on there, but that comes into no play at 2.5.
Yeah, I don't even care.
I don't care.
I wish it stood for something cooler.
69%. Nice. Like, I on don't the play. Pettison 102.
All right, fair enough. Good.
I don't play.
We got one right one.
Consensus.
So yes. From next one from at the Z Owen. 28.
What super flex?
Yeah, this is a funny one. So 28 team, 2-player copy super flex league. Andy Dalton or Nick Foles or what super flex? Dude, so
this
I think
is
we.
Crazy. And it's 28 talked, teams, but it's 2-player copy, so it's 14 team. It's
14 teams. Really 14 teams. So
28 team, 2-copy. Well done. Well done, league.
Yeah, so you have a lot of friends if you're in a 28 team league. Andy Dalton or Nick Foles? I think we kind of talked about this earlier.
Nick Foles.
I think, man, it's so crazy that I have to take Nick Foles because of the contract and we know the situation for 4 years. I think that Dalton probably. Has the higher ceiling for a year or a couple games, but
or a couple games, just three games, it's fine.
Yeah, man, like go get some Driscoll.
Oh gosh, I currently still have Dalton ahead of Foles. I may revisit that, but right now I'll say no.
Should revisit it.
It just seems like they're kind of looking to move on, even if it's not this year, and they just signed Foles to that deal.
Yep,
for four
that's
years,
fair.
Like you said. Yeah, that so it's just
massive money,
long term security.
Yep. What's the results?
Nick Foles, 62%. Dalton, 38% said what Superflex.
That's funny, though.
So that's.
I got to listen to the podcast. So you got to do.
Right. And then I was like, but those people obviously aren't going to listen to the Superflex
no,
pod.
They're just
they
being
don't even
funny.
Know what Superflex
they're just
is.
Being funny.
Right? Like, there's always they're those. Just being funny. That's why, like, the show results tab on a poll. A, why do you even give that as an option?
Right.
Like, that's. And then when you pick it, you're a jerk.
Yeah, don't be cute. Don't be cute.
Yeah. All right, last one here. It's actually a 2-trade block here from at FF underscore Trev. It's a 12-team Superflex League half-point PPR. First trade. This is for me, clearly.
Both of these have been pulled recently.
Yep.
Like,
oh, man.
Together.
Steve, what
together.
Are you going to do on this one?
Yeah, so 2019... 1.07 or Chris Godwin. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to take Chris Godwin here, but I'm going to.
Where's
so
Chris, the line, Steve? 105.
It's getting close. It's getting close. I almost just dropped
104.
Gosh.
Take
104.
The pick, Steve.
Yeah, 104. I'll take the pick at 104.
I'll take it at 107.
I'll take the 110.
Oh, don't hate on Jesus. That's just being spiteful.
Dude, they got Pierman now.
Stop.
to stop him.
I took, in this dispersal.
How funny was that, though? Draft,
I took 105 over Chris Godwin.
Did you really?
Yes.
Okay.
Easily. The 110 sitting there, and I don't know. I would have taken the 110, but Godwin went before.
But even with the Chris Godwin hype where it is, and I'm not saying it's hype necessarily, but even with the value where it is today, you will still be able to go get him with that 105 when everybody's excited, and the people that don't want to be in that draft will all of a sudden want to be a part of that. You just want to be a part of something sometimes. It's fun. It doesn't matter who's there. So, I mean, you'll be able to get Godwin if you want him later, if you change your mind or if Steve sways your thinking. But give me some Debo right there.
That'd be interesting.
I'll take Paris.
I don't know, man.
So we're digging the smaller guys. We're not digging one of the bigger receivers there.
The bigger guys are going to be gone before 107. So
you think so? I mean, in full super flex league, you don't think like Jacobs is in that mix with the two quarterbacks?
Maybe
We got to see it. I mean, a lot of these good spots are filling up now.
AJ Brown might fall to there. Maybe,
right? Maybe.
But unless you're playing in a league with Manila, he'll take him at two.
But I will take the 107 crazy guy. Here.
Okay, fair enough.
Yep. Next trade.
Next trade. Trade number two, Corey Davis or a 2020 first and Kiki Cutie. Start with two drink on this one.
Mm.
Oh, what were the results of the first one?
That's not how this works. No, you'll understand in a minute. Chill out.
Okay.
Corey Davis, I think. I don't like. Yeah. Corey Davis.
Okay.
Oh, the Corey Davis.
It's year three. It's year three breakout.
Show me finally. Something, please. Please, Jesus.
I think Mariota's not necessarily playing for his Titans job. I think he's playing for his NFL job this year. So, time to ball out or not.
Yep.
And I know you brought Humphreys in. I don't care. Throw it to the big kid. That's your safer option for Mariota. Yep. Throw it to the big kid.
I agree. I'll take Corey Davis here as well. I'm not that high on Cootie. Because I know Will Fuller's going to be back. He'll probably only play like six games. But at the same time, like during those six games, it's Fuller and Hopkins. Like that's just the guys who get the ball there. So I'm not really looking for Kiki Cutie's shares right now, just with all the different players there. So tell me what the results were, please.
What did Swags pick?
I thought Swags picked Corey Davis.
Is that right?
Yeah, I picked Corey Davis. Okay.
Real quick.
So trade one, he gave the 107 and got Chris Godwin.
Good man.
Right? In trade two, he gave Corey Davis and got the 2021st and Kiki Cutie.
Don't like it.
So he wanted a wide receiver, basically, and wanted it to be Chris Godwin instead of Corey Davis. So you got the wide receiver you want and exchanged you turned a 107 into a 2021st and Kiki Cutie.
Hmm. Interesting.
Right. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, maybe you don't value those two receivers the same, but to, you know what I mean? To him, like, he wanted Godwin in his lineup.
That's what the move was.
I'm okay getting rid of Davis in this other deal. So I turn a 107 this year into a 2021st and Kiki Cutie. Is that enough for 107 this year? Let's just break it that way, even though it's not the trade.
Sure. Yeah. I can start. I think it would be enough if this was a bit higher. If this is like 105, I would say probably not. But because it's typically a back half of the first round pick, I would say, just enough in value.
Swags.
I think I'd go for the Kiki in 2020 set.
Yep.
I wonder, or I feel that guy can get a little more out of Corey Davis if he
improves just a little. That kills me is even though you ended up at one point and you got what you wanted, I think you still could have done a little bit better. Like
if I did the Chris Godwin first,
but.
If I did the Godwin deal first, so I have Godwin and Corey Davis on my team, and like that's, you know, like my wide receiver three, you know what I mean? That's that kind of spot I'm doing. I'm going to hold both of those pieces there and play some matchups and see how it goes and field out a little bit. I don't mind the return that you got there, but I think Davis will be worth more sooner than later.
That's the hope for sure.
So this is broke down into either you won both, you lost both, you won trade one, trade two, blah, blah, blah. So that's how he kind of did the thing, which is cool. Like, that's also a different way to kind of do the poll. The highest vote getter was that he won both, 33%. The next closest one was that he won the Chris Godwin trade. So a lot of people think the 107 is okay for that, but ended up losing the Corey Davis trade, which is kind of where we were a little bit.
Got it. Okay. Cool.
It's a good one. I like that. Well done, FF Trev.
Yeah, way to work your league.
Awesome. One more time. Where can the folks find you on Twitter Swags?
I'm at DFF_swag.
Two drink.
At FL2Drink, Minimum at Superflex Pod.
Awesome. I am at The Real Holupka and at Superflex Trades, and we are out.
You want to do the defense, don't you?
Kind of, sort of.
Do it.
Oh, gross. My God.
You have a minute and 14 seconds.
Right. Do it all.
Redskins signed Landon Collins, 6 years, $84 million. Ravens signed Earl Thomas, 4 years, $55 million. Vikings get Anthony Barr back, 5 years, at $68 million. Eric Berry got cut. Unbelievable. 49ers trade a 2020 second to the Chiefs for Dee Ford and pay him a truckload of money. They also signed Quan Alexander for $54 million over 4 years. Lions, your boy Swags, signed Trey Flowers.
I do
Packers
like that.
At work, Preston Smith, Adrian Amos, Darius Smith. Brown signed Sheldon Richardson, 3 years, $36 million.
Good Chief Lord, signed, the Browns.
Chiefs signed Honey Badger, 3 years, $42 million. And the Jets signed CJ Mosley, 5 years, $85 million. Holy crap.
30 seconds.
I'm surprised there's no offensive lineman signing or something. Steve, I'm disappointed in you.
Roger Saffold, man. Going to the Titans. They're going to be big, nasty up front. Him and Taylor Lewan were chatting on Instagram.
I feel like you made up that first name.
Roger Saffold, man. He was a Ram for the last decade. Awesome.
Just making up names.
A bunch of center signed, too. He wants some center love.
Shenandoah Bong signed with the Giants yesterday.
Who?
Exactly.